are listening to Christian Family Values with your host, Christian from Philly, the Joker, and Big Mama. Brought to you by World Generation Podcast Network and in part by BenSound.com. And now, Christian Family Values.
Hello and welcome to Christian's Family Values, where we talk about a lot of shit that's been going on throughout the whole ages. Tonight we're going to review the pay-per-view that's been going on that came on last week, and that was Stomping Grounds, or should I call it Shit Grounds. But before I get to that, let me just say this one thing. Unfortunately, Big Mama couldn't join us tonight because she's sick today. But joining me is my co-host, my dad, who would like to be called tonight the Shadow. The Shadow.
Hey, yay, this is the Shadow Knows.
All right. So, Dad,
thank you for welcoming me today, son.
You're welcome. Now, Dad, tonight we're going to talk about Stomping Grounds, the pay-per-view. First, let's talk about our reactions to the pay-per-view. First, what's your thoughts about the pay-per-view in the whole pay-per-view in general?
Well, actually, they shouldn't have called it Stomping Ground. They should have called it Shit Ground, because that pay-per-view sucked. It sucked maximum. I mean, I don't know.
Well, of course it sucked. And Seth Rollins had the nerve to go on Twitter saying that WWE has the best pro wrestling on show on the world, period. Get fucked, buddy. You're out of your mind. So let's start the pay-per-view review with the first match, the pre-show match, the Triple Threat Cruiserweight match for the Cruiserweight Championship between Drew Gulak, Akira Tozawa, and Tony Nese. Drew Gulak is your new Cruiserweight Champion. I can't say this is a good match because it's every Cruiserweight match I've ever seen. A lot of good spots here and there, but it's every Cruiserweight match I've seen in WWE, so nothing really special. I'm shocked. They just ruined Tony Nese's title run. You mean to tell me that Cedric Alexander gets a long title reign, Buddy Murphy gets a long title reign, but Tony Nese gets like a 2-pay-per-view-month reign? Atrocious. Tony Nese is an embarrassment of a Cruiserweight champion now, and yeah. Shadow, what is your response? What is your reaction to Tony Nese winning the Cruiserweight belt? Losing the Cruiserweight belt?
Well, first of all, it's very sad because the man shows very good potential. He's very strong on his wrestling skills. And then he loses the belt to a guy that you can't even hardly pronounce his name. Well, the name is Blugelud. It sounds like something like somebody mumbled his name when they gave birth to him. I mean, really. I mean, this guy, he's really good. He's really fast. And then he goes and, come on, gets two other guys. It was not much of a help. The guy was, disappeared on him. And I really didn't think that he should have lost his belt like that. I mean, if he would have lost his belt, it should have been a one-on-one because the guy do show a lot of potential.
I completely agree. Moving on, we have the first match of the night, Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans, is what I could call the fucking worst women's match I've ever fucking seen in my life. Who gives a fuck about Lacey Evans? Honestly, who the fuck cares about this bitch? I couldn't give two fucks about Lacey Evans at this point. This fucking title match, the women's, the first match of the night, and it's that piece of garbage. You know what? It does say one thing, though. Becky Lynch was the fucking main event, and now she's opening fucking matches. What does that say? That means she lost her fucking edge. That's what it says. That means she's a nobody. She's a fucking nobody now. Fuck Becky. I hate her. Joe, Shadow, what's your reaction to the first match?
Well, I tell you, I'm 100% in the corner of Alex. And to me, she's a very good wrestler to see in the females wrestling compared to this big, gigantic wannabe man. And she's using her strength to bully this young lady. And then Becky, really, now the title went to her head and she's doing stuff that she's not supposed to be doing.
It's fucked up.
But
it was a fucking travesty. The whole pay-per-view
was
a travesty.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating to see because at this moment, it seemed like they don't got nothing to show the people that love wrestling out there. I mean, if you really want to be a wrestler fan, you really go to see wrestling, not a circus.
Now, people, mind you, I am not going to remember every single order of this pay-per-view, so I'm just going to go by random. I don't give a fuck. This pay-per-view is not worth talking about. I don't give a fuck how many people said that this pay-per-view was fucking good. If you thought this no-name fucking random pay-per-view was good, you're living in a fucking bubble. The next match, what I consider to be the most boringest fucking title match ever, Samoa Joe versus Ricochet. People, I don't give a fuck who said that this match was good. You're fucking blind if you thought this match was fucking good. All Samoa Joe did was little fucking offense. He beat the shit out of Ricochet the entire fucking match, doing fucking nasty spots and shit. At this point, Samoa Joe's phoning it in. He's just being a lazy fuck. He even admitted it. He's just doing it for the paycheck now. But even that, Samoa Joe loses the U.S. title, which I'm happy that Ricochet won a title. But that doesn't change the fact. I hate it when you say, oh, the match was fucking good. No, it wasn't fucking good, all right? It wasn't fucking good. Samoa Joe beat the shit out of Ricochet throughout the entire match. Ricochet gets a few hits, hits his finisher, and beats Samoa Joe. What the fuck is this? And Samoa Joe didn't even look like he was into it either. Don't tell me the man was fucking into it because he didn't look into it. He looked fucking bored to be there. Because all he cares about was a fucking paycheck. Whatever. Shadow, what's your response to the Samoa Joe versus Ricochet match?
Well, Chris, I'm going to tell you the way I say it. The Shadow knows, and I told you Ricochet was going to win this match because this is the way I see it. First of all, I consider Samoa Joe one of the laziest F in the business, okay? I don't see nothing firing about Samoa Joe. The only thing he does is smack a couple of people around, and then he call himself a world great record wrestler, and that he deserves a title. Now he wants to go for another title. I mean, really, to me, Ricochet is well deserved that title plus more. I really think Ricochet should go to the AEW because that Ricochet wrestler, he got what it takes. 10 times a wrestler than Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, you know what? go back to your yard, start eating your whatever you eat, and stuff your face with whatever you do eat, which I know are hamburgers.
Well, let's move on to the SmackDown Tag Team Championships between Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan versus the Heavy Machinery. Now, this was Daniel Bryan's hometown of Washington. Of course, the fans were going to cheer for Daniel Bryan. Now, Dad completely missed this match because he was busy doing something. But I'm going to tell you right now, even if there was like a few good spots in this match was fucking pointless. There was no need for this fucking match whatsoever, okay? Fucking Heavy Machinery are fucking awful. They are fucking awful. If you put them right next to the War Raiders, right? Which one would you rather fucking support with? I'd rather support the War Raiders because these fuckers are actually more athletic than fucking Heavy Machinery. Oh my god, this match was fucking boring. I didn't care nothing about this fucking match at all. I knew Daniel was going to fucking retain anyway. Listen, I knew he was going to fucking retain anyway because it was his hometown. But fuck me, this was awful. I couldn't care less. Shadow, I can't ask for your response because you didn't watch it, so we'll move on. You didn't watch this match.
Okay. But I tell you one thing, I could say one thing, though. Like you said, the Heavy Machinery, they are two tag team wrestlers that are awesome. And you know what? I agree with you 100%.
Heavy Machinery, you saying they're awesome? What do you mean awesome? I said War Raiders, not Heavy Machinery.
Oh, War Raiders. Oh, okay. Well, I saw them last week, and I like the way they wrestle, though.
Well, let's move on. Next is one of the worst. Actually, you know what? I take it back. Becky and Lacey Evans wasn't the worst match, women's match ever. This was the worst women's match ever. Bayley versus Alexa Bliss for the Women's SmackDown title. This fucking match was a joke. This was a fucking disgrace. One of the worst women's matches I've ever fucking seen in my life, dude. The fans didn't give a fuck about this match. They were booing. These two have horrible matches with each other. I couldn't care fucking less. And now this feud is still going at Extreme Rules. Oh, boy. I want to see these two wrestle on another fucking pay-per-view. Oh, what a fucking joy.
Wow.
What a joy. I have to watch these two cunts wrestle again. What a joy. And I know, Minister, I know she's a fan of Alexa Bliss, but come on, bro. You can't even deny that these two are horrible with each other. These matches suck. And the fans know it. Fucking awful. Why is a Raw superstar challenging for a SmackDown women's title? And if Bayley does really lose the title, what the fuck? Why does Alexa Bliss need a world title reign? What the fuck has she done lately to deserve one lately? All she's been doing throughout half of 2019 has been fucking talk show segments and that she was the hostess of WrestleMania. That's it. Fuck out of here. What a joke. Shadow, you saw the fucking match. You tell them what you fucking saw.
Well, son, I agree with Minister. I love Alexa. And Becky, you know, like I said before, Becky, her title is going to her head. And the fans are seeing already what a piece of shit she is as a wrestler. I mean, she's not bringing nothing after she got that title. She was better off without the title because she was trying to get better and better and better to get the title. Now that she has it, she ain't doing nothing. Really, she's not doing nothing. Here, you got Alexa that even though with her height, she got all that courage and all that spunk in the middle of the ring fighting to get that title. Let me tell you, son, if I go with anyone and she loses the title to Alexa, well-deserved, very well-deserved.
What are you talking about well-deserved? What are you talking about? It's not well-deserved at
yeah.
all. What are you talking about?
Oh, come on, Christian. You have to understand. Look,
I don't care. I don't want...
All last year, they had her just doing commentaries.
Well, listen to me.
And now that she's
listen
back in the ring...
I think I can speak for everybody when they say that they don't want another Alexa Bliss title run. I can speak for everybody. Because nobody wants another title run for this bitch. We're sick of Alexa. She has the same fucking character. She can't, they don't know what to do with her. She's 1 week a face, but then the next week she's a fucking heel. They don't know what to do with this bitch at this point. They don't know what to do with this bitch. And instead of pushing women wrestlers like fucking Ember Moon, they're pushing fucking Alexa Bliss for whatever, because she looks pretty. That's why they push her. It's because she looks pretty. She doesn't have fucking character. She's a fucking shit wrestler. I'm sorry. She's a fucking sack of shit of a wrestler. She's still green, and she's been in the main roster for how many years now? 3 to 4? And she's still shit in the ring? She's fucking
Well,
garbage.
I'll tell you one thing.
I'm sorry, Minister.
Well, son, I'll tell you one thing. This is the way I see it. If you have noticed, where are all these female wrestlers? Every day, every single week. Every single month are the same wrestlers. Where they have other female wrestlers, where are they? They disappear from the planet.
Oh, they don't
Here
disappear.
You go,
they show up sometimes on TV to get to look like fucking losers. Like Ember Moon, who looked like a loser on Tuesday losing to Sonya Deville. Sonya Deville, who is a decent wrestler, has the fucking characteristics of a fucking wooden plank, wooden board.
Yeah, and then you got another female idiot running all around the whole building with this other guy for the 24/7. Come on, who hurt you, Russell? Is she getting paid just to run around the freaking building?
Well, I'm glad she's not wrestling. I'm glad she's not wrestling. She's shit too.
I mean, like, they didn't get paid to run around the building. They're getting paid to wrestle. People are paying to see wrestling, not a circus.
Not them wrestling. Not the women over there wrestling. Because every single one of them fucking sucks. Carmella sucks. Mandy Rose, ungodably, she fucking sucks. Lacey Evans, she's fucking shit. Fucking Sonya Deville, she's decent, but she ain't going anywhere. Fucking Alexa Bliss, undoubtedly, she's shit. She's been here for like 4 to 3 years, and she's still shit.
Now, here last year, they have made a comment. And I was, wow, all right. Oh, man, we're going to see something new next year. It's going to be better and better. No. It got worse. It got freaking worse. Because you know what? Honestly, Raw and SmackDown have become a circus. It has become a circus. And for that, get little people to wrestle in the ring, and probably the people were drawing and enjoying more wrestling than anything else, because every single week they do something stupid.
Whatever, let's move on. The next point in this match, The New Day versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Who the fuck cares? I don't care if they have a good match at all. I don't give a fuck. This match was fucking pointless. I'm glad Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn won, but who honestly gave a fuck? This match served no purpose whatsoever. fuck this match. I don't give a fuck. Shadow, Dad, what's your response to this pointless fucking match? Another pointless fucking match.
I agree with you, son. It was pointless because, you know what? If I had that big, big whopper eating pancake F on my side, I really didn't want him because all throughout the match, he was nowhere to be seen. And Kevin Owens and his partner was kicking the other partner's ass. I mean, really, where are you? Here you go. Mostly at the end of the match, he appears to help his partner. New Day, you know what? You are getting to be a disgrace as partners in wrestling because you are not looking for each other as tag team.
All right, so the next pointless match, I don't even remember because this paper is so unforgettable. What was left? Oh, Dolph Ziggler versus Kofi Kingston for the WWE Championship. Pointless. I couldn't give a fuck about this match. A pointless steel cage match, to be honest. Like, who gives a fuck? The only cool thing that happened was the spot where Kofi jumped through the door, but that was the only good thing about that match. Other than that match could go to hell. That match could go straight to fucking hell. Because I don't give a fuck if you're a fan of Dolph Ziggler. The guy is fucking dead in the waters. He'll never be put over, and he knows that. He's just there for the paycheck as well. But you know what? Fuck this crybaby shit. I'm tired of fucking Dolph Ziggler coming out every fucking week saying it should have been him. I'm getting sick of it. I'm getting sick and tired of it. And I'm done. I'm done with fucking Dolph Ziggler. Why the fuck hasn't this fucker left already? Dad, you fucking say about this match. Because this fucking
match sucks. I agree with you. I agree with you, son. I mean, that was the best part of the whole match. I mean, when Kofi jumped over him, when they opened the door. But you know what? Ziggler had become a joke. So the way I see it, instead of wrestling day after day, trying to get a title, well, you know, there's a 24/7 belt that he could go after, really, and probably he'd be good and get it. Because, I mean, like, he already tried, like, 3 times or 4 times to get that title. Get a reality check. You're not getting it. Kofi's going to maintain that title for a while. And you are not the one that is going to take it away from him. So, you know what? He should get a reality check and sit down and put his bubble in his mouth and go Goonies Google.
Alright, the next pointless match, another repeat, Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns, and might I add, Drew got fucking robbed. First of all, why the fuck are we getting this match again? For the 7th time? Second, are you telling me that Shane McMahon could win, right? But Drew can't? Are you telling me that even with Shane's help, Drew still can't beat Roman? What the fuck is this? What is this shit? This is fucking stupidity now. I am getting sick and tired of this Shane McMahon bullshit at this point. I fucking had enough. I'm getting sick and tired of this garbage. Fuck Shane McMahon. I'm not saying to the guy personally. I just hate his fucking character right now, all right? It's fucking awful. This character is ruining SmackDown for me. I used to think that SmackDown was a good show, but ever since this fucking wild card rule, it's been going down to shit. It's been affecting both shows, and it's gone down to shit. And now NXT's booking doesn't even make sense now. Fucking Io Shirai turns heel for no fucking reason whatsoever. You should have made her win the fucking Women's Championship. Why the fuck is Shayna Baszler still the Women's Champion? You think the bitch has held it long enough? You could have made her lost the title, but instead turn Io Shirai heel, who Io Shirai was supposed to be the fucking tag partner to Kairi Sane, but nope. You fucked everything up. And now, everything's gone to shit. Everything's gone to fucking shit. Fuck Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns match. And now we have fucking a tag team match at Extreme Rules with fucking Roman Reigns and the fucking Undertaker, who has no business in this fucking storyline to begin with, versus Drew McIntyre and Shane McMahon. That's gonna fucking put seats. That's gonna put the fucking asses in the fucking seat. Whoa, Undertaker in a fucking pointless tag match that has no importance whatsoever. Undertaker gets no fucking title shots. He gets no opportunities. Why the fuck is he doing this for? Is it because of the fucking embarrassing main event match that you have against Goldberg? Fuck this shit. 2019 is actually worse than 2018 so far for WWE. This is actually worse than 2018 so far. Fuck WWE so far in 2019. I hope WWE runs out of fucking business. AEW, I support AEW all the way, bro. Fuck WWE. I hope WWE goes out of fucking business. Their fucking toys line is going out of business. That's the rumor. Hey, spoiler alert, breaking news. Fucking Mattel might go out of fucking business. Spoiler alert. Mattel, the fucking toys, you know, the company that makes for their fucking toys, they're going out of business. So guess what? Not only are you losing wrestlers, not only are you losing ratings, not only are you losing money, not only are you losing ticket sales, but now you're going to lose all your fucking toy merchandise. Eat a fucking dick, WWE. Your fucking time has come. Now you're going to fucking die. You're going to fucking die, and you're going to go to hell where you're going to fucking burn. Shadow, what's your response to the fucking match?
Well, son, you have said it all in one package deal. But you know what? I hardly don't curse. But this time, you're fucking right about that. Because you know what? Fucking McIntyre have made me look stupid. I had said a couple of weeks ago that McIntyre deserved to be a champion and to have a belt around his waist. Well, guess what? Fuck you, McIntyre, because you know what? You are following the money, and the money, what he's doing is screwing him. And now he looks like a bitch. Next to Shaggy Mansell. Really, come on. That Shane is taking him for a ride. And guess what? He will never put that belt around his waist. And you're right. The toy company that are losing money because guess what? They're not selling no toys for wrestlers because every day they're doing fucked up things. And you know what? You're right about that, son. AEW are going to put them in the ground with Undertaker also because Undertaker, honestly, hang it up already. You're too fucking old to be in the damn ring getting your ass kicked. What's going to happen, one day he's going to get hurt. And let's see if Shane McMahon or this McMahon are going to take care of him. You know what? Fuck him.
Well, let's talk about more about the Mattel thing. That's right, people. Mattel is going out of fucking business. You know why? Because grown men rather want to buy fucking My Little Pony figures. But guess what? I bet you 10 to 1 those same grown men are going to find more enjoyment buying fucking My Little Pony fucking figure, toy figurines, than fucking action figures from WWE. I'll bet you 10 to 1. I bet you. And then they're going to buy fucking Transformers action figures or everything from the fucking 80s. You know why? Because the fucking toys are even fucking retarded. Look at this shit. Fucking This fucking Bill the Mean Gene Orklin figure. Wow, that's gonna fucking sell toys. Let's see. Fucking WWE Zombies. That's something you wanna buy your fucking kid for fucking $8. For fucking $8. But not only fucking Mattel, let's look at their fucking merchandise sales. Oh, the low fucking merchandise sales. I want to see why.
On top of that, high prices. And for what? Shitty merchandise.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, look at this shirt. A fucking AJ Styles t-shirt that looked like it was copy and pasted from the fucking website to fucking cut out with a fucking pair of scissors. Let's see. Oh, fucking Roman Reigns fucking t-shirt that has a fucking dog in it. Let's see. Ooh, the B-Team. The B-Team's fucking t-shirt with a fucking marker
that was
just painted.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best
retarded
one. I mean, I could have...
Anybody could fucking... You can literally take a fucking t-shirt and do the fucking thing yourself, and it's fucking for free. Don't sell it for, like, what, $20 to $30 for a fucking t-shirt? Get the fuck out of here. These fucking expenses are fucking shit, WWE. They're fucking shit. Fucking
honestly,
son,
when I saw the B-Team t-shirt, that I was like, wow, I could make that and become a millionaire right out the house. Get a whole box of white t-shirts and write it with markers.
You fucking scammers. You scam people out of their fucking money. You take the money from their parking, which they park to go to your fucking stadium. Then you fucking scam them with your fucking tickets, the more money. And then you scam them with your fucking food and beverages, that's more money. Then there's the fucking merchandise, that's more money. That's like 100-something or in the hundreds of dollars category at that point. You fucking scammers.
Actually, it sounds that's like, actually, it's like $350 every time you go and
that's
see us.
That's fucking robbery. Next. I don't even remember what was next in this pay-per-view. What was next?
Well, son, I would like to talk about one thing. About that wrestler that they took out, and they're going to probably train him more because he's about to hurt.
Lars Sullivan? I don't give a fuck about Lars Sullivan. It was up until now that I just learned, ladies and gentlemen, that Lars Sullivan's going to be out the 9 to 10 months. And you know what I say? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. The guy has no fucking character. He has no charisma. The guy is a fucking dud, all right? He's already dead in the water now. His career is fucking over at this point. 9 to 10 months, that's a whole fucking year, people. So now we have this guy who didn't show up in a whole year, 2018, and now he's going to be out again in 2019. That's like 2 years now, people. That's fucking 2 years. You mean to tell me he's going to be in 2020? No, he's dead. His fucking career is dead. There's nothing to say for this guy. But you know what?
Yeah, let's I don't think we're going to be seeing him anytime soon.
No. Fuck him and fuck Nia Jax. I don't give a fuck, bitch. That's fucking karma. You injured a lot of people, you get injured back. That's fucking karma, bitch. That's karma. Now,
yes.
I don't say you fucking deserve getting injured, but you know what? That's fucking karma. You injured a lot of fucking bitches, you get injured yourself. In the worst kind. Now, let's talk about these fucking two cunts, the Iconics, alright? Woo! They're fucking good, aren't they? They're the worst women's champions ever in history. I told Double L, and I was right from the beginning. On Monday Night Fallout, fucking 1 year ago, right? A year ago, I told Double L, who we all miss, right? I hope he comes back one of these days. Maybe in AEW Fallout, he'll come back. By the way, I told Double L, and it's on the archives, bro. This fucking women's division is going to fucking fail. It's going to fucking fail. If they can't book the men's right, what makes you think they can book the women's right? And lo and behold, look who is right. Fucking me. I was right all along. I was right from the fucking beginning. Because you know why? Because these bitches are fucking horrible. This tag division is a fucking joke. What fucking women's tag division? What?
Yeah, but look
division?
At.
There's only fuck.
But look.
There's only three fuck. There's only three fucking women's tag teams in this fucking division. The fucking Iconics, the Ibuki Warriors that hardly show up, and fucking Fire and Desire. Wow. What a good tag division we got here. Woo! What a good fucking women's
yeah,
tag
but
division we got here.
Christian, exactly what you're saying. But look at the girls they put against them. They are amateurs. They're not putting top-of-the-line wrestler females against them to take those belts off of them. So guess what? They're always going to have the belt. Now, you get some females that are pros to get those belts, I will bet you 10-1 that in seconds they will lose those belts because, honestly, they can't wrestle for shit.
Honestly, let me tell you something honestly. I don't give a fuck about the women's division at all. I don't give a fuck about the women's tag division at all. In fact, fuck Sasha for actually inventing the fucking women's tag division. Because let me tell you something, nobody asks for a women's tag division. Nobody whatsoever. Nobody asked for it. Nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted women's tag titles. Nobody. Fucking nobody. Nobody asked for it. Should have kept your
fucking ideas to yourself. Well, honestly, I would like to see some tag team female get those belts other than them. Because, you know what? That voice that she has, it drives me crazy every time she opens her mouth. And it's like annoying. And I would like to hear that voice when they lose their belts.
They're not fucking funny. They're not talented. They're not the fucking future. I don't give a fuck.
I agree.
If some people like them, you're fucking wrong. All right? You're fucking wrong. These bitches have no fucking talent. They're not fucking funny. They have no fucking star charisma or anything. They're fucking dreadful. They're nobodies. They got lucky. That's all they are. They're in the main roster because they got lucky. They got lucky. And if Triple H saw something in him, then they're letting down Triple H altogether because they haven't done any fucking thing worthwhile. Fuck them. And also, to bring something up, I'm tired of these local fucking matches with tag team matches or singles matches. It's getting fucking old. I'm sick of looking at local talent matches. It's fucking retarded. And this new rule for WWE is fucking retarded. Where they have to do 2 out of 3 falls. You're ruining the purpose of a 2 out of 3 falls match. Remember when
but
it was fucking cool? Remember when it was fucking cool? Was Shawn Michaels and Triple H did it?
Oh, yeah. They did a lot of good stuff. But you know what?
Remember
unfortunately, we ain't never going to get that. You know what I'm very sick and tired of, Shawn? Honestly, is this Bobby and Bronze with their little games now, you know, like hand wrestling, now attack
it's
war. Next thing
retarded.
That you know, we're going to have a mud wrestling right in the ring. Mud wrestle. In the ring. Them two. With thongs on. Because you know what?
It's fucking
it's
retarded.
Getting ridiculous.
This is not
I just
the fucking 80s. This is not the fucking 80s anymore. Why is Vince booking this like it's the fucking 80s? It's 2019, you old fucker! This is not the 80s! It's not! Why are you booking this like it's the fucking 80s again? Nobody wants to fucking see this shit. And nobody wants to see these two wrestle each other anymore. It's getting old. Bobby Lashley should just go away. Hopefully he kept his promise and he leaves after SummerSlam. Fuck Lashley. Fuck him. He's a con artist. He's a con artist. Good wrestler, my fucking ass. My fucking ass, he's a good wrestler. He was a good wrestler in TNA, but now he's shit. He's shit because he bloated his fucking muscles. And Braun Strowman, fuck him. I gave up on Strowman. He'll never be fucking world champion. And if he does become world champion, it's too little, too fucking late. Too late.
Yes, it is. It is very late, Dick. He should have been a champion a long time ago. And now, look what they got him doing. Doing games. Really? What's next? They're going to put another table in the middle and they're going to play checkers? Or they're going to play chess? Really? Come on.
And then you have fucking Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin.
Don't make me go there.
And Baron Corbin, whoever is affiliated with this fuck, whoever partners with this fuck, their stock goes fucking down. Their stock goes down. Their credibility goes down. Their charisma goes down. Every time people pair up with this fucker, their fucking careers get fucking ruined. Fuck Baron Corbin. I'm fucking sick of this guy. He's not getting good heat. He's getting go-away heat. That doesn't make him a fucking good heel. That just means he's not doing his fucking job correctly. The guy sucks as a wrestler. His character I cannot fucking stand anymore. And I know he doesn't give a fuck. I know he doesn't give a fuck what we say. But you know what? We're going to keep saying it. I don't give a fuck. This guy's fucking awful. I hate Baron Corbin. I hate fucking Baron Corbin so fucking much. I hate him. Him and Shane are ruining WWE altogether, dude. Him and Shane are the reasons why WWE are fucking failing, too. And Roman, the fucking cocksucker. He's also the reason why fucking WWE is failing. The fucking cocksucker. Guy will never be over. The fans will never accept you, dude. Accept it. And WWE should fucking accept it. That the fans all over the world will never accept Roman. The only people that will accept him are live event fucking shows. But those are fucking people that have no fucking standards. Those are fake wrestling fans. And by the way, the wrestling crowd in WWE are fake as fuck. Months ago, years ago, you booed this fucker. But when he gets ill by a very serious illness and comes back, you now fucking cheer for him? Get the fuck out of here. You're not real fans. You're fucking sheep. You're all fucking sheep. You're all fucking sheep, dude. You're not real fucking fans. You're fucking boring fucks that likes to go on the fucking internet and think you're fucking right every time you're typing in, thinking you're a fucking genius. You're not a fucking genius. You're a fucking mark. You're a mark for your own fucking hype. Get fucked.
Well, the way I see it, I just wonder how The Rock is feeling knowing that his cousin or family members are sucking in one of the best thing that he used to do as a wrestler. And he gave a great performance in his time. And his family are sucking at it, really. I mean, what they have to do is, like, take time off and learn from the best. Learn from The Rock, you know? I mean, I agree with you, Christian. This the fans are totally piece of shit because they are what I call stupid. They are stupid for allowing.
They're stupid for allowing this going on.
Come on. First of all, WWE, look how they start. They start a whole hour without giving no match whatsoever. Then they have all these wrestlers running around the building like they were on drugs. Then the people that they booked to wrestle, they suck at it. Here you got Kane coming back. Really? For what? He sucks too.
You're all fucking sheep. You're all fucking fake ass fans. Every single one of you, you're all fucking fake. Every single one of you, you're all fake. You're also the reason
then
why
right
WWE is fucking dying.
Then everybody, every single week, it doesn't matter what it is, either Raw.
No, you know
or,
what? Let's get this show over with. I'm going to end it in a 50-minute show because you know what? Fuck this pay-per-view. I don't give a fuck. 50 minutes is close to an hour because you know what? Fuck this pay-per-view. Fuck Stomping Grounds. The last fucking match, the worst main event in all of professional wrestling, Baron Corbin versus Seth Rollins with Lacey Evans as a special guest referee. You know why
people were fucking
pissed off? Because Lacey was the referee. Because they were all suspecting, they were all expecting Bray fucking Wyatt. They wanted fucking Bray. But instead, it went exactly like I said. It was going to be fucking Lacey.
Oh, you got that
I
one.
Bet
you really got that one,
no,
son.
It was exactly like I expected. Fucking Lacey. They should have gone with fucking Bray. Or something cool. No, it's fucking Lacey Evans. A bitch that people don't even fucking like. Or a bitch that people don't even fucking know. Fuck.
Yeah, and now look what they're going to come out with. A tag team match between them put together. Wow.
Yeah, and it's for the
I'm
titles.
Really going to love to see that.
It's for the titles. So that means that Baron Corbin and Lacey Evans win the fucking belts that way. That's a shit way to win the world championships. I'm telling you right now, if they fucking win the titles, I'm going to rant. Because I don't want these two fucks to be our champions. They're going to ruin the ratings. Fuck.
The only thing that they have, honestly, is the hype. The height. That's it. Because neither or knows how to wrestle, Christian. Not Lacey and not Corbin. And, you know, now that you have mentioned about Wyatt, come on. Really? He reminds me of Pee Wee Herman's show. Get that guy back. Get this guy back to wrestling. Why are you pulling him? That's what I'm saying, that WWE has become a circus because all these good wrestlers are doing dumb stuff. Really, get them in, get them back, let them wrestle. Now, it's a joke. And the people that are wrestling are jokes. So, you know what, WWE, I really agree with you, is going down to shit.
Fuck the main event and fuck this pay-per-view. The final rating for Stomping Grounds is a big fat 1 out of 10. Fuck this shit. It was boring. It was repetitive. Best professional wrestling, Seth Rollins. Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking delusional. As your fucking title reign, you're fucking delusional. Shadow, what's your final say before I end the show?
Well, my final saying on this one, Christian, is that, honestly, if they don't fix and they get their acts together, we are definitely going to be talking about AEW because, you know what, it's getting worse and worse and worse. Their matches, their all they're doing, I mean, Triple H, he better put something together so the fans out there could love WWE the way it was. It has to bring it back. Other than that, if that's the case, Let her go, and we go to AEW.
Well,
and that's my final thing. And guess what? That Shadow knows.
Well, all I gotta say is this is it for the today on Christian's Family Values. Catch us tomorrow for Fatal 4 Radio and Saturday with Radio Renegades, which we're gonna give the predictions of who won for Stomping Ground. Until then, say goodnight to the goodnight. Say goodnight, Shadow.
Good night, wrestling fans, and hopefully we see and talk next week about this wrestling world that is becoming to be shit.
All right. Well, this has been Christian Family Values. We'll see you tomorrow on Fatal 4-Way Radio. If not, then we see you Saturday for Radio Renegade. Until then, have a good weekend and have a good night. Peace.